Grab your wine, ladies. It's time for the 4 Kick-Ass Women Only podcast. Are you a woman over 40 who's ready for your next level, but feel like you're always faced with obstacles, negative messages, and your own limiting beliefs? If so, this podcast is for you. Learn strategies to help you transform your mindset, attract the money you desire, achieve your biggest goals, and step into the most kick-ass version of yourself. Backed by science, delivered with tough love. Get ready for your transformation. Introducing the host of the 4 Kick-Ass Women Only podcast, Coach Kathy Wilson.
Hey there, welcome to the club today, ladies. I'm Coach Kathy, and I want to welcome you to episode 10, Can You Really Change Your Life, Part 2. In the first episode, I talked about how the question lingering out there that we often don't want to ask out loud is, can I really change my life? Now, if you haven't yet listened to episode 9, which was part 1, I suggest you go back and check it out. It was a real one, and we talked about some real stuff. I also hope you took the time, as I suggested, to do your homework and to really examine whether or not you truly believe you could change your life. Now, that wasn't a question that I needed you to answer for other people. It's not a question I need you to put on Facebook, but we have to be able to be truthful and honest with ourselves. And if you don't really believe that you can change your life, there's no way you're going to be able to change your life. No amount of information, webinars, podcasts, or anything are going to help you until you can admit the truth. So today, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be going over the 5 things that are in the way of you truly believing that you can change your life. I talked about that in the last episode, that there are 5 things. There's probably more, but I picked out the 5 main things that if you can address those things, you can begin to move forward toward changing your life. You get a better understanding of yourself and why exactly you're not moving towards changing your life, achieving those goals, you know, like transforming your finances and all those things that you really want to do. You've got to understand why it's not happening and what's in the way. So let's jump right in with reason number 1 that it's difficult for you to believe that you can change your life. The first reason number 1 is because of fear. Fear of what, you ask? Fear of everything. The first thing that I want to say about fear keeping you from going after what you want is that fear is the gift that keeps on giving, but it's not giving you what you want. It's like a black hole of giving. And what do I mean by that? Well, if you've got 1 fear, you've got 100. Fear of failure, fear of not making money, fear of losing everything, fear of being rejected, fear of being alone, fear of success, fear of missing out, fear of change, fear of not knowing what to do, fear of not knowing how to do it, fear of not doing it right, fear of starting over, fear of being judged or criticized, fear of getting hurt, fear of missing out, fear of being overwhelmed, fear of something bad happening, fear of uncertainty, fear of inadequacy, fear of losing control, fear of the unknown, fear of losing your identity, fear of risk, fear of emotional pain, fear of embarrassment, fear of intimacy, fear of not being enough, fear of death. And there's more fears. I just touched on a few, but you get my point, right? Because you see, you don't just have 1 fear. If you had 1 fear, you could work on it and move forward toward your dream life. Excellent. Conquered fear of failure. Nope, that is not how it works. Fear just keeps on giving you 1 reason after another as to why you can't pursue your dreams. And here's what it sounds like. You ever tell somebody tells you what they want to do and you say, oh, well, all you have to do is that to take care of that. And they're like, oh yeah, if I did that though, this would happen. You're like, well, you know, you could do this to help this, but I know if I did this and this would happen. And what it also gives you, a never-ending parade of excuses. That's the example that I was giving you. There's always going to be an excuse. But here's the truth. Fear does not want to move out of the way. And you don't want it to. You need fear as your security blanket, because if you can blame fear, you don't have to admit that you don't really believe that you can change your life. Fear can always be the thing that stands between you and your dream life. And the more you can believe in those fears, just keep hyping them up and telling stories, more stories about, you know, all the doom and gloom that's going to happen, the more you can believe that the outcome you fear the most will happen. You can convince yourself of that. And then the easier it is for you to justify not truly going after what you want. So how do you get over your fears? Well, first you have to want to. You have to be willing to let them go. You have to be willing to give up the idea that your fears are facts. It sounds simple, but it's not really as simple as it thinks, because again, there's your security blanket. Second, you have to embrace the fact that there is no such thing as being fearless. You and I may not be afraid of the same things, but that doesn't make one of us fearless and the other not, right? And the other fearful. I love to speak on stage in front of big groups of people. However, for some, that's like death. And you know what? That just makes us different. That's all. Given another situation, the scenarios could be flipped. You're not afraid to do something that terrifies me. But here's the deal. Women who were able to change their lives all had fear, but their beliefs were greater than their fears. And they always found a way to mitigate the real threats to what they were attempting to achieve. Notice I said real threats. The idea is not to get rid of the fear or the feelings of discomfort. The idea is to examine the real threats to your success and devise a plan to handle them. Now, the three great questions to use to start this process are: one, what are the threats to my success? Is it other people, demands on my time, knowledge that I need that I don't actually have right now, resources that I need that I don't actually have, or is it my mindset that I need to work on? So what are the threats to my success? Second question, what can I do ahead of time to mitigate those threats? Well, I can talk to people about, hey, I'm trying this and I'm going to need your support. You know, you're going to have to let me kind of focus on this. I won't be as available. I can schedule time to work on my things and then ask other people to honor that. I can learn. I can take classes, courses, whatever, to increase my knowledge. I can figure out ways to get more resources or to barter. We've all got talents to barter. And I can work on my mindset, right? So what can I do ahead of time? And then if the worst does happen, what can I do to recover? What can I do to recover? Well, if this happens, then I can do this. But some women never get that far. They never get to the point where they're actually asking questions, because they stop at the fear. I'm afraid. What has stopped you? Fear. But fear is just a collection of the stories that you keep telling yourself over and over about any situation. Stories of doom, failure, and catastrophe. You must dig deeper. If you really want to change your life, you've got to dig deeper and ask questions to help you examine the real potential threats to your success and then create a plan to move forward. That is how you begin to mitigate and move through your fears. So let's move on to the number two reason that you have a difficult time believing you can change your life. The number two reason is because of your conditioning. Now, I believe last month or this month earlier in my group, well, during Money Month, I did a video on conditioning. I talked about how you think your beliefs and your views about the world, about yourself, and about what is possible for you are your beliefs, but they aren't yours. For the most part, they are not yours. You were conditioned at a very young age to what to believe about what is right and wrong, what's acceptable or unacceptable, what you're capable of, what type of life you should aspire to live, what it means to be successful, what politics and religion to adopt, who to like and who to hate, who's good and who's bad, about money, sex, your body, health, finances, everything. You were conditioned by your parents, your grandparents, your teachers, and others in positions of authority. So think of yourself as a little computer that had a bunch of software loaded onto it. You didn't get to choose that software. It was given to you. It is your, or it was your, conditioning. The thing is that most women never challenge the conditioning. Instead, they just grew into it and accepted it as their own, as though they had chosen it for themselves. And then all of a sudden, you want more. You want different. You want to change. Well, what happens when what you want to create in your life or the ways that you want to change or do better run up against your conditioning, right? You want more money, but you were conditioned to believe that money is the root of all evil. You want to start a business, but you were conditioned to believe that it's too hard, it will fail, and that success means having a secure full-time job working for somebody else. You want to get healthy, but everyone in your family is overweight. Right? These are just a few examples of how conditioning runs up against your goals, and this is real. The thing you need to see here is how deeply your conditioning goes. You think you're making decisions or choices of your own free will, but if you don't have the life that you truly desire, the money, the health, the relationships, the career, are you really? Right? Or are you making choices from your conditioning that are taking you in a direction other than the one that you would like to go? Now, before I talk about how to work through this, I want to talk about reason number three, because the solution for reason number two and number three are closely related. So let's go into reason number three, that you don't truly believe or that it's difficult for you to believe that you can change your life. And it's what I call the script. And you've heard me say it before, the script. I talked about the script in a previous podcast. Do you remember it? So here's a script. Go to school, get good grades, go to college, get good grades, get a good job, meet your partner, get married, have children, buy a home, retire, travel a little bit, die. Now, most women have been so conditioned to believe that this is the path to success that they struggle to make decisions that would deviate from the script. It's another form of conditioning, and it can be very difficult to make a different decision than everything that you've been conditioned to believe is your path to success for so many reasons. You can fear being alone, alienated, invalidated, ostracized, disappointing somebody, being seen as crazy, criticized, being seen as unacceptable, or not being loved. And that's a big one. We fear not being loved. And again, there's that fear popping up. Daring to buck the system, daring to buck the script, almost feels rebellious, especially if it also flies in the face of your conditioning. Imagine if you were conditioned to believe that doing as you are told without questioning it, and then you were punished for questioning things. Then if that was the case, then breaking free of the script is going to be extremely difficult. Does that make sense? If you were conditioned to just do as you're told, and then you do the script, breaking free of that script is going to be extremely difficult. Now, these things are real. Conditioning is real. The adherence to the script is real. So what do? How do you work through the conditioning and the script? Well, how well do you know yourself? And how well are you willing to get to know yourself? Now, I'll share this first step with you because it is the most important, and that is to get to know yourself. If you had the opportunity to start all over again, would you choose the same things for yourself? Would you make the same choices? Would you be the same person? What would you do, or how would you choose differently, and why? What would your newly chosen life look like, and how would you be different? This is a great journaling exercise for you, and it is the first step to being able to see your conditioning and how you've adhered to the script, even when it was not serving you, and to think honestly about the life that you truly desire for yourself and how different it is from maybe the life that you're currently living. So let's move on to reason number four. Reason number four, that it is difficult for you to believe that you can change your life, is because of your self-worth. Now, this is a powerful topic because it's at the root of why women do not rise to the levels that they're capable of or the levels that they desire. You do not truly feel worthy. And you know what? If you truly don't feel worthy, you are never going to be able to create or have more than you truly believe that you are worthy of creating or having. Now, for years, I felt like the mistakes that I made financially in my past made me unworthy of financial abundance in my future. I had bankruptcy, repossession, I had debt. I had squandered money on so many unnecessary items, all of which can carry a great deal of shame around them, right? As I came out of those situations, I recovered financially, but it took a toll on my worthiness. Now, add to that my conditioning around being unworthy, which I talked about in my episode about your, not, was it your lack language or was it Let's Talk About Money? One of those episodes, they talked about how my relationship or my conditioning from my mom around money made me feel unworthy, selfish, and like I was ungrateful. So the stigma around the bankruptcy, the repossession, and the debt also made me feel ashamed, which just added to my low self-worth. It took me years to get into the financial place I desired, and I didn't know why it took so long. I mean, I was trying and trying and trying. I had no idea why it took so long. And if you had asked me if I felt worthy of having financial abundance, I would have said, yes, absolutely. I knew that worthiness was my birthright. In my head, I knew I was worthy. So why was I struggling? I'm going to share with you what I've learned. You can know that you're worth more than you're currently allowing into your life. You can know it in a way that you comprehend it intellectually as the truth. But knowing it intellectually is one thing. But knowing it, believing it, and consistently acting in a way that brings you what you want into your life are two very different things. And I'm going to explain this in more detail in reason number 5, because again, these two things tie very nicely together. So let's go on to the last reason that it's difficult for you to believe that you can truly change your life. And it's because you have unrealistic expectations. Man, you want things to happen quick, fast, and in a hurry. And when they don't, the doubts and the fears begin to crop in. What if this is telling me it's not meant to be? What if no one ever buys from me? What if I'm never going to be successful? What if I fail? I'll be so embarrassed. What if I'm not doing it right? What if I lose everything? Oh, fear, right? Or you may assume that what you're doing is not working, so you're a person who switches around to try something else, and then something else, and then something else, flitting about like a little gnat, never giving one thing a real chance to work, right? You're like, oh, in the first 3 weeks, I didn't make $1 million, so I got to do something else. Oh, in the next 4 weeks, nothing changed in my weight in these 4 weeks, so I got to do something else, right? Or even worse, you give up completely when it doesn't happen quickly. You have no patience or perseverance, but it's not really your fault. We are an instant gratification society. Amazon, Instacart, everything is like right there at our fingertips. Thus, you have been conditioned for instant results. But you will not get instant results when you're changing your life. No, ma'am. Bill Gates once said, most people overestimate what they can do in a year and underestimate what they can do in 10 years. You have to be committed to staying the course. You have to commit to the long haul. Persistence and perseverance. Just keep going. What does Dory say? Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. And let me explain something else about the time it takes to really create change. And this is about personal change. Now, Tony Robbins says that when you're attempting to change your life, there are 3 levels that you have to master, or 3 levels of mastery. And the 3 levels are intellectual mastery. We talked a little bit about that. Like, I know something, I understand it, I can comprehend it. Then that second level is mental and emotional mastery, which means I'm actually practicing strategies to strengthen and transform my mindset and my emotions. And what happens is, like, if I don't practice the strategies, I recognize that I didn't do it. I face the consequences. I'm saying, yeah, you know what? I got sucked right back into that same pattern. But you know what? I'm going to keep going until I do better. That's that emotional and mental mastery level, level 2. The 3rd level is behavioral mastery, which is you become that person. Like, I do this without thinking about it. I am a person who lives this way, who speaks this way, who thinks this way, feels this way. And here's the thing. Most women stop at intellectual mastery. You think that because you know a thing or can comprehend a thing that you should immediately be able to execute a thing. I understand that my fears aren't real, so I should not be being held back by them. I know that the only thing standing in my way is me, so I should be moving forward because I get that. I know that I can do anything I put my mind to, so I should actually be doing it because I understand that I'm capable of doing anything I put my mind to. In essence, you believe that you should move right from intellectual mastery to behavioral mastery. That because you know it, you should be doing it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And if you can't, then the odds of you pushing forward are slim, and enroll the excuses. Unrealistic expectations. Sometimes you're just too smart for your own good. Why is this happening? Because you skipped something. You skipped mental and emotional mastery. Basically, you skipped the biggest part. And that part is the part that takes the most time. Mental and emotional mastery is the practice of mastering your mindset and your emotions. It's the internal work. Remember that? Success at change is what? What is the percentage? 80% mental and emotional, 20% skill. Not the other way around. You have to work on yourself from the inside out. You have to commit to working on yourself, and you have to commit to working on your fears, your self-worth, your limiting beliefs, you, your mindset. You have to work on you. That's the biggest part, and that takes time. Change takes time. However, the faster you are able to achieve mental and emotional mastery, the faster you will begin to see results and the faster you will get to behavioral mastery. The longer it takes you to master your fears, your limiting beliefs, your lack language, your negative self-talk, your drama, your learned helplessness, the longer it will take you to see results. And some of you spin in that. You spin in your limiting beliefs. You're so wrapped up in your stories. You're always using lack language or have negative self-talk. There's always drama. You know, you're a victim of your own life. Oh, this is never going to happen for me. You just spin in that. So you get stuck in this mental and emotional mastery level, and you never get out to behavioral mastery because you're not actually applying the strategies. So let's take a big breath, because that was a lot. Those five reasons that it is making it difficult to change your life, that's a lot to take in. It's a lot to learn about yourself. But let's recap the reasons that it's difficult for you to change your life. So reason number one is because of fears. Reason number two is because of your conditioning. Reason number three is because of the script. Reason number four is because of your self-worth. And reason number five, it's because of unrealistic expectations. But remember, those five reasons are the reasons why it is difficult to believe that you can change your life, not the five reasons you can't change your life. There is a big difference. So don't go using it like, well, I can't change my life and I just realized why. No, it just means that those are the reasons that it is difficult to change your life, especially if you're not conscious that those are the things that you're working against. Because you can absolutely change your life. You can. You can have whatever life you desire for yourself, even after 40, but you have to believe you can. All right, ladies, so that's it for today's episode. That was a biggie, right? Those five reasons. I would suggest that you download this and listen to it more than once and really identify how these things are showing up in your life. And if you like this week's episode and you don't want to miss another one, make sure to subscribe or follow so that you don't miss them. We're talking about some really good stuff on this podcast. It's going to help you to move your life to that next level. Make sure that you join my Facebook group, Your Next Life with Coach Kathy Wilson, so that we can continue the conversation over there. And you know what? When you get there, make sure that you download the 100 Next Level Questions to Ask Yourself. This is a great resource. It's 101 questions that really help you to focus in on. Remember, we talked about getting to know yourself and really know yourself? Well, these 101 Next Level Questions will help you to get to know yourself, who you are today, who you want to be, what your dreams and aspirations are. So make sure that you download that. Until next week, ladies, I just want you to go out there and be kick-ass. Whatever that means for you this week, just go be kick-ass. All right, I'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the 4 Kick-Ass Women Only podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to rate it and subscribe for access to even more strategies to help you step fully into your power, achieve your biggest goals, and transform your life. Also, make sure to join the Your Next Level Life with Coach Kathy Wilson Facebook group to continue the conversation and engage with other kick-ass women. We'll see you on the next episode.